Brent Bolte joining us now. Coach, talk about a tale of two halves. I mean, the first half, your offense just really, they had trouble doing much of anything. And then in the second half, it was sort of like the rails were greased a little bit. How did you see it?
You know, I think it just goes back to getting some kids. I mean, we got real young, as we talked about on the O-line when we were off the air. Just took a little bit of time. We had, you know, a few guys playing different spots, new freshmen, true freshmen playing in at left guard to replace the injured James Hoovie, which take a second there. You know, we lost him and Fuller, really. Fuller's trying to battle through and play a little bit. But 2 6-year guys that came back, I just want to thank those guys on the air without getting choked up. Mean a lot to the program, mean a lot to me. So thank those guys a lot. But the rest of it just came back to execution. Like, you know, Brandon, you know, just had to settle down. He made some bad decisions in the first half, settled down, found a little niche in the run game. They did a nice job. They had a really nice game plan. But as I talked to the guys at halftime, there's a few years ago, we were down 28-7 at Moorhead, and we found a way to win the game. I think it was 42-28. I'm like, guys, we just got to go out and play football, play our brand, and lo and behold, we were able to get it done.
Put up the two touchdowns in the third quarter, and then the fourth quarter was just kind of a back and forth. They kind of got the ball there late and looked like they were trying to run some of the clock out themselves. You got the ball back with about 5 minutes to go, and you're able to go behind the run game and score that last touchdown.
Yeah, and that's a lot of confidence for our kids, and we were able to get a couple third down and shorts. We were able to make some plays, which we weren't able to do in the first half, and we got stuffed on fourth down. We turned it over in the red zone. We still weren't great in the red zone today. I think we were 2 for 4, which we lost some points out there, but again, just found a way to, you know, the defense found ways in the second half to play better. I thought our secondary really played well, which is something that is great to see. We haven't been playing up to what their standards are. There's some pretty good athletes back there, but they're young. So it's this is a big win. I knew Moorhead was going to be a quality opponent, getting behind the eight ball, 19-0 right away, giving up a block punt, some things that we got to clean up. And but kids didn't. There was nothing but positive on the sidelines. The kid just kept battling away.
And you mentioned being down at the half. Even though it was 19-0, it was only 19. It certainly could have been a lot more than that. Your defense checked in a few times in that first half to keep them out of the end zone.
Yeah, they did a couple really nice jobs on some short fields. I think they were in our red zone a handful of times and didn't come away with points or held them to a field goal. But yeah, I mean, you think about every single point. I mean, they missed an extra point. Otherwise, it could have came down to and we blocked a field goal. So there's a lot of good that came out of special teams, even though we gave up a block punt. But yeah, you know what? I'm going to enjoy the heck out of this. We'll worry about the Bulldogs next week. But what a confidence booster for our guys. And just unbelievable to be 5-2 and 1-0 for the week.
And you mentioned the youth on your offensive line. Jake Gannon stepped in at center. He had a couple of bad snaps last week when he moved over. Today, it looked pretty solid, the exchange between him and Alt, or him and McGath in this case.
Yeah, Jake Gannon's a really good football player. He played as a true freshman for us, and we were 8-3 and 19. He's an all-conference player. He can be all-American if he keeps working on what he does. He's pretty darn good. But it's a lot different. He's got to run the show now. He doesn't have James in there or Fuller. We had some things that in the first half that were there, we just weren't able to execute, and then we started picking things up, and especially in the pass pro, Brandon was getting hit. Some base stuff that, again, with the young O-line, communication, trusting one another, just took us a little while to get there.
And you mentioned Brandon getting hit. There was only one sack on the day. There was some pressure, but for a group that young, to be able to stand up against that type of defensive line with all that experience, that has to make you happy.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't going to get any easier. Every week in this league is the same old, and it's going to be a grind all the way through. But I'm happy for those guys. I think, again, it comes back to getting a little bit of belief and get a little success. And I do think if we'd have been able to get one of those first two scores in the first half, or how many dropped interceptions did we leave out there too, and just offer fingertips, I mean, 4 or 5, maybe 6 times. So I'm glad our kids just kept battling and believing and found a way to get it done.
Said you're going to wait and talk about the Bulldogs next week. Let's talk about them now. What are you looking for? It's going to be at their place. They had a big win today over Concordia, 33-13. I'm not even going to talk about any of the stuff that happened in the past. I'm only going to say it once during the pregame next week, the last time that you went in Duluth. I'm not going to say it till then because this is this year and this is a different group. You can't really look back at the past. You have to look at this group this year against that group.
Right. I think we're just young and dumb enough to just look at it that way. So it doesn't really matter what's happened in the past. I mean, we know they're a good football team. We've gone over and battled those guys for a lot of years. We got to get one in the right column, as you know. But honestly, you just know they're really good on defense. They're experienced. They're aggressive. And then on offense, They had their quarterback get dinged up, but they've been able to find a way to run the football, which you're going to have to limit. They got some really good players, just like a typical Duluth team. So, but I'll worry about that come tomorrow afternoon after we put this one to bed. But tell you what, just excited to be, like I said, 5-2 and to find a way. This is a huge win, especially for this young team, to be honest with you.
One last thing to wrap up. Mikay O'Hearn went down in the first half. He came back. It didn't look like there were any serious injuries that you could tell today.
You know, they usually pop up about 2 o'clock tomorrow when the trainers give me the buzz. But, yeah, for the most part, it looked like we didn't have any major, but there's going to be a lot of bumps and bruises. It was a physical game, so we'll address that tomorrow. But just kind of man down, man up. We've got a lot of guys that we're hoping to get back. Hopefully Bryce Peters and Bryce Duffy, those two in particular, Jake Hill's close. So we got a lot of talent, a lot of kids that hopefully will be back sooner than later for us.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the big win. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.